You never know how your life can be changed. It might be a trip, a movie, maybe a person. Today, we're going to tell you how a six-year-old changed Joe Yetman's life. The UMD grad is a professional photographer, but his vocation has taken an interesting and profound turn.
We had been going through the hospice place, and they had told us that they'd asked us whether we wanted to have pictures taken, professional pictures, and we said yes. And that was about a month or two before he passed away. And that photographer had canceled, and we didn't have any, we just didn't know, and it was getting close. We knew he was getting sicker and sicker. And the one thing that's just hard is you're so scared when you're losing your child that you're going to forget.
I'd gotten an email one day from a hospice nurse and a social worker, and they said, we know there's this family, Isaac's family, the Martindales. You know, they have a little boy and he's passing away. And they said the family had requested you by name to come and take their photos.
I had heard of Joe, before, about a year earlier. He was, we had won his, a photo shooting, through a silent auction, and we weren't able to use it. And, it just occurred to me to tell hospice to ask him. You know, I know he had never done anything like that before.
In this first email, she had told me, I understand if you don't get back to me, it's kind of a heavy subject. I got back to her right away. And from there, we set up a meeting to go to Isaac's home where they had hospice care set up.
And he said yes. So, and he came out on that Saturday morning and, like you said, spent, you know, 5 hours. And it was beautiful.
I was terrified, to be honest, and I wasn't sure exactly what I was going to be walking into. I thought I was going to spend 1 hour there, maybe an hour or so.
When he came in, and he was nervous, I think, but soon he really warmed up to the family.
From the minute I walked in the door, I was pummeled by children and two big dogs, and they all knew my name, and they were excited that I was there. And then his parents came around the corner, and it was the warmest greeting I had ever received. And from the moment I walked in the door, I just was met with warmth and love.
We had a music therapy session go on for Isaac during that five-hour period that he was there. And I can't even explain. He was, like, there, but yet he wasn't. He kind of was in the background just shooting pictures. And as we were doing music therapy for Isaac, and the kids were all involved. And
I photographed Isaac. I took some portraits of their family, but then I also took a lot of photos of him interacting with his siblings and doing special things with each of them.
He was just really good at, you know, like I say, and just including those candid moments and those formal moments, and really just being there but not being intrusive, you know, and just kind of in the background shooting pictures of the everyday goings on there.
My first impression of Isaac was a very sweet little boy, and he had beautiful hair, and one of the things that I remember most about him were these just long, beautiful eyelashes and his little feet. And not knowing him his entire life, I knew right away that he was very loving and caring, and he had a huge heart.
Before he left that photo shoot, he had asked me, he said, "Mark, can I go in?" And I'd put Isaac into his room, into his bed, because it had been a long morning for him. And he said, "Can I go in there and see him alone?" And I said, "Yeah, go ahead." And I peeked in there, and he was knelt beside his bed and just talking to him, and it was just such a special thing.
The last hour I was there, I asked Isaac's parents if it would be okay if I spent some time with him alone and just prayed with him in his room. And I knelt down and I prayed with him for about an hour, and I lost it. I wept uncontrollably. And I learned so much in that moment. And although although he wasn't able to speak, he taught me so much. And it was humbling to learn that much from a child as a grown man. Text message from Isaac's mother as I was leaving church, and it said that Isaac passed away peacefully in their arms that morning, about 12 hours or so after our visit. And again, I didn't know them before at all, but it was something that punched me in the stomach, and I'll never forget, you know, where I was, and I dropped to my knees right there. But I, in that moment, I saw everything. I saw the logo for the Isaac Initiative. I saw the colors. I saw our mission and really the whole vision. It kind of hit me like a brick.
If we wouldn't have found Joseph to do those pictures, we would have been really sad, you know, about it. And so he said, you know, I have this idea, and what do you think? And I said, I think there's a huge need for it.
Although Isaac couldn't speak, it was like he was sending me a message, and it was loud and clear. And although photographing weddings was how I paid my bills, Isaac revealed the true purpose of my photography, and that was to photograph these families and to give them something really special.
We understand that when your child is dying or is very sick, that may not be the first thing on your mind is to take photos, but I think that there very well could be a time in the future that you would want to have those photos and be able to look back on that time. Because like with Isaac, yes, that was a very sad time, but it was also a very beautiful time too, because he was being cared for by hospice and he was very comfortable. It was just a very, so it's just such a difficult time, but those pictures are just, I can't tell you how much those pictures mean to us.
We'd like to thank Josie Fun for that story. If you're interested in Yetman's work and the work of the Isaac Initiative, you can find links in our story at KUMD.org.